It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe Clair.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Clair.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Clair on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by Peabo Bryson's Forehead Butter. Cause nobody does a forehead like Peabo Bryson.
Stayed in my head.
In Matthew Knowles news, the ongoing saga with Matthew Knowles is taking another turn, and ladies, y'all are not going to be happy with this one. He doesn't have to pay any more child support to Alexandra Wright, because he has been overpaying for a long while. When Beyonce heard the news, she made a song for it. It goes, overpaying, overpaying. That's what you get for messing with my daddy. I warned you. Nah, nah. Yeah, old Matty Knowles slithered his way out of the courtroom playing the go-go remix of Happy when he got that news. Here's what happened, ladies. He had his payment reduced because his finances had dwindled when Jay-Z took his star client away. The judge determined that he should have been paying that reduced price all along and that he had been overpaying. So for the next 3 years, he doesn't have to pay any child support, and he will be stacking that money up to bring out his new group, Destiny's Grandchild. In related news, Alexandra Wright is dating a new man. His name is Karma.
You big dummy.
Sisters, rejoice. There are three new high-profile black men on the market, because apparently it's Dump Your White Woman Week. I didn't get that memo, because I'm not in that club. Cuba Gooding Jr., Tay Diggs, and Super Bowl winner Russell Wilson are all leaving their women. That Russell Wilson, a smart one, too. He left his lady right before the new contract came up. He sent her a letter with a stamp of Nat Turner on it. The stationery he wrote on had a picture of the Amistad boat on it. And the note said, I have a date with Lisa.
To be loved, wow, what a feeling.
He is reportedly spending his time chasing down his longtime crush, Lupita Nyong'o. She made him a hot bowl of spicy goat fufu, and the rest is history. He asked the Seattle Seahawks if they can incorporate kente cloth into their uniform. I'm telling you, ain't nothing like the loving you get from a black woman. Hey, that's the Cleese Report, and I am off to eat the fufu my wife has prepared for me. Right here on the Frank Ski Show.
It's the Cleese Report with Joe Clair on the Frank Ski Show. On a station that sounds like Washington. WHUR.